It is not good that man should be alone, healing the sick by healing relationships. This is the theme of Pope Francis's message for the 2024 commemoration of the World Day of the Sick, held this year on February 11th. Drawing on God's words about Adam in the biblical book of Genesis, Pope Francis notes that God's first thought for the first man was that he should be in communion and relationship with other beings. Our lives are meant to attain fulfillment through a network of relationships, friendships, and love, says the Pope. We were created to be together, not alone. This relational aspect of humanity, he adds, retains its importance even in moments of vulnerability, illness, and insecurity, which are often caused by the onset of a serious illness. In response to our throwaway cultures that exalt productivity, the Holy Father calls for healthcare systems to be accompanied by a therapeutic covenant between physicians, patients, and family members. Human sin, says the Pope, wounds us by severing our relationships and causing us to miss the meaning of our lives. The Pope therefore invites everyone to offer compassionate and loving closeness to those who are ill. To care for the sick, he says, thus means to care for their relationships, all of them, with God, with others, family members, friends, healthcare workers, and with creation and themselves. Each of us, says the Pope, came into the world because our parents welcomed us, and we were each made for love and are called to communion and fraternity. The best therapy for those who are ill, he adds, is to offer them our love and communion despite the pace of our own frenetic lives. He urges people who are ill not to feel ashamed of their longing for tenderness and never to feel like a burden on others. In conclusion, Pope Francis invites Christians to draw inspiration from Jesus' compassion-filled gaze through prayer and the Eucharist so as to heal the wounds of solitude and isolation. I'm Devin Watkins.